Supporters of holding a constitutional convention in New York to fix problems in state government say they're disappointed with the resounding defeat of the measure in Tuesday's election, but they say they're not giving up. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The League of Women Voters Jennifer Wilson says while a constitutional convention could have provided a great opportunity to repair flaws in state government, there are other ways to do that, including the normal legislative process.
Both houses were opposed to holding a convention, so we want to kind of flip it and say, okay, you guys said that we don't need a convention, you could do this legislatively, now do it. Stop saying that you can do it and that you want to do it and actually get some things done. Let's get some ethics. Let's get some voting reforms.
Both legislative leaders opposed the convention, saying they feared it would be taken over by special interests from outside New York. They also said they prefer an alternative way to changing the Constitution. It requires that a measure be approved by two consecutively elected state legislatures, then put before voters. Senate GOP leader John Flanagan talked about it earlier this year.
We have a mechanism, in my opinion, already in place, and I'm comfortable with the way that works.
Wilson says there's one simple change that could greatly improve voting access and that could be achieved using this method. She says lawmakers could vote to repeal the portion of the state's constitution that limits absentee ballots to voters who will be away on election day or who are too sick or disabled to appear at the polls. She says if voters don't have to list a reason to receive an absentee ballot, then that method of voting could be open to everyone, including those too busy to go to an actual polling place on the first Tuesday in November. She says the ballots could also be available electronically, eliminating the need for printers, postage, or a mailbox.
Early voting would be such an easy fix for a lot of these issues that people face on getting to the polls on election day. And having to have an excuse to vote by absentee in New York State is ridiculous.
Wilson says other items the governor and legislature could address include closing a loophole in the state's campaign finance laws. It allows donors to skirt contribution limits by creating limited liability companies, or LLCs. There is no cap on the amount of money LLCs can raise and give to candidates. Opponents of the Constitutional Convention, led by the state's major labor unions, say the event would have been too dangerous. The AFL-CIO's Mario Salento says a runaway convention could have resulted in a loss of several key rights now in the Constitution, like the right to collectively bargain and the 8-hour workday.
We had to be really laser-focused on what could happen regarding the needs and concerns of working men and women.
Salento says opponents of the convention don't think that New York state government is functioning perfectly, however.
Can the system be improved? Sure, it can be improved. Are there things that we don't like and that everyone in the state isn't happy with? Of course there are.
Both labor unions and reform groups agree that it's good news that Proposition 2, which will allow judges to revoke pensions from convicted public officials, was approved. Wilson, with the League of Women Voters, says the measure alone, though, is far from enough to reverse a wave of corruption that's led to charges against two former legislative leaders and nine of Governor Cuomo's former associates. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.